Iran holds the U.S., Qatar, and Turkey responsible for the safety of the abducted Iranians in Syria. Unconfirmed reports say three of the 48 kidnapped Iranians have been killed. However, informed sources are telling us that all Iranians are alive and have been transferred to Turkey. An overnight blast in southeastern Turkey has interrupted the flow of oil from Iraq. This is the second time in the past 2 weeks the Kirkuk-Ceyhan pipeline has been targeted. Repairs are expected to take up to 10 days. Ankara blames the attack on the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Confidence over the Eurozone economy falls to its lowest level in more than 3 years. Centix Research Group is reporting that investor confidence in the bloc has fallen for the fifth straight month. The group says investors are concerned with the Eurozone crisis. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says students who protested outside the British embassy in Tehran last year were right in the terms of feelings, but not action. Last year, angry protesters demanded the expulsion of the UK envoy after London imposed new sanctions against Iran. Palestinian resistance movement Hamas says Israel is behind the killing of 16 Egyptian border guards. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh says Tel Aviv wants to keep the Gaza Strip under siege. Cairo closed the Rafah border crossing with Gaza after gunmen attacked a checkpoint in the Sinai region. Also, Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood blames Israel's spy agency Mossad for the killing of over a dozen Egyptian policemen in the Sinai region. The party says Israel ordered its citizens in Sinai a few days ago to leave the area immediately. Cairo has vowed to regain full control of the area. U.S. said foreign forces in Afghanistan say another soldier has been killed in the south. NATO did not specify the nationality of the soldier or the exact location of the incident. Militants step up their attacks on foreign troops in the spring and summer. Over 270 soldiers have died so far this year. And people across India hold rallies in condemnation of Sunday's bloody shooting rampage at a Sikh temple in the U.S. In the capital, New Delhi, angry protesters held up swords and shouted slogans against the killings in Wisconsin. The Pentagon says the suspect was a former U.S. Army psychological operations specialist.